Tammy, how are you?
Hi, Tony. Good morning.
Thanks so much for being on the program. I read an article you wrote, and I found it very interesting. You talk about how group personal trainers, websites, and customized plans are finding a lot of fans, a lot of people who are interested in that. The story that you write, and this was in Sunday's Detroit Free Press, talks about how a woman had received a gift of 10 personal training sessions from her husband. And when those ran out, she didn't really want to spend the money that it cost for those training sessions, so she decided to do something about it.
Well, she called her girlfriends. She said, "We're no excuses. We're not going. We're going to keep in shape. We're going to hire this trainer as a group." So they hired Leah from Leah V Fitness, and she goes meets with the women a couple times a week in different women's basements. And they train in the summer. They train in the driveway and the cul-de-sac. They get out and keep in shape with her. It's a lot less expensive than hiring a personal trainer one-on-one. That came out to about $60 per session. They're paying between $10, $15 a session. So it makes it a lot more affordable.
And this just isn't a woman thing. It's for people who not only are having issues with paying that much money, but time is such a huge factor for folks.
Well, with this group of women, all of them have children. All of them, most of them have, many of them have full-time jobs, part-time jobs, or they're very involved with school, fundraising, volunteer work. It really comes down to the message of you need to fit it in there, and there's no excuses. You can do, you can keep in shape at home with a number of alternatives to the gym. There are Stephen Pierce at RS Health and Fitness creates custom exercise card systems for clients. He meets with them, talks to them about what their goals are, creates a system. You go home, you have a chart you fill out, and you meet with him once a month to see how you're doing. He adjusts the exercises. It's really a custom workout at an affordable price. And then, too, if you look at cable programs, Comcast has exercise TV. You can do that in your living room at midnight if you need to, or at 5 in the morning before the kids get up, things like that. The App Store for Apple. WeFit Plus has options. It basically comes down to fitting it in.
And you also talk about how with the economy being such a challenge, especially here in the state of Michigan, the health club memberships were significantly down.
Mm-hmm. Well, they declined from the number of gyms declined from 30,000 clubs to just under 29,000 clubs. Between 2008 and 2009. But the number of Americans using personal trainers in and out of the gym jumped from $4 million in 1999 to $6.5 million people using trainers now. So what that says is that people may not necessarily be going to the gym, but they're asking for help. They're looking for motivation, and that's what a lot of these personal trainers do. In fact, Valerie Orsoni created Le Boot Camp. It's www.leBootCamp.com, where it's a daily, you get a daily email, you have workouts, there are nutrition tips. You do it online. So it's convenient now.
And Tammy, the story is awesome. You tell folks where they can go to find a personal trainer. You talk about how Comcast offers free exercise videos. You talk about Apple Store apps, WeFit Plus. You go to freep.com and look up Tammy Staples Battaglia, and you'll find her story. Tammy, thanks so much.
Thank you.